Welcome to Sister Share, where six sisters living around the world come together each week to talk about motherhood, health, cooking, parenting, and so much more. Thanks for joining us today.
I'm Lorraine.
I'm Nettie.
My name is Mamie.
I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Heidi.
I'm Katie.
Welcome again to Sister Share. We hope everyone had a wonderful holiday. And today our topic is the holidays after the holidays. So once all the fun and partying is over, we have to get back to regular life, back to school, back to work, back to making meals. How do we deal with the holiday blues? Who wants to start us out?
I have three suggestions.
Thanks, Heidi.
So number one, important for me, January and all times of the year, is just to get outside. And sometimes it's hard. I mean, we've been dealing with sickness in our house for the last week and a half. And so we've been laying around and, you know, holidays and watching movies and playing games. And I just said, okay, everyone just run around the block or walk around the block three times. Because sometimes we just don't get outside. Because we don't have to get outside during the holidays. But it makes such a difference. And other times of the year, when I feel like I'm starting to get overwhelmed or the noise is getting to me or I'm or starting to feel like things, like I'm in a rut, if we can just get outside, go on a walk, go to the park, go on a hike, just get outside and see that there's a world outside of your house, it makes such a difference. And bring so much more clarity to things for me. My second thing would be to have something to look forward to. So usually in January or February is when I start thinking about our summer and planning what we want to do and where we want to go. So sometimes it's fun just in the evenings when I don't have a yard to take care of because it's winter. Then that's when I'll sit down and start researching things and looking into things and getting excited about things. And it makes life so much more exciting when I have something to look forward to that's coming around the corner. The third thing I would say, and it's not something that you can just do, but my husband Joe, as you guys know, deals a little bit with mental depression. And he uses a blue light. He's used it for years. And sometimes in the winter, it's especially hard for his mind to pull through. And so he also has an office job, so it's harder for him to just get outside when he wants some fresh air. So he has a blue light in his office that he uses, and it's really helpful for him. And I know he's suggested it to other people. I know it's something that they use in the northern countries a lot when it's darker in the winter that helps people pull through SAD in the wintertime.
That's great. I know both of our two oldest sons served missions way up in the Scandinavian countries. And in the winter, when there was like maybe 4 hours of daylight, they also had access to blue lights. I think that's a great tool. I'm glad you brought that up.
And Heidi, when you said get outside, I just yesterday was sitting in my living room and we had had a busy day and I'd been inside or in a car all day. And I took just a couple of minutes to just stand by the window and look outside. And just looking at nature calms your spirit and reminds you it just lifts your spirits. So going along with getting outside, I always try and get up in the morning and open up the shades. And even before I get out of bed, if I'm having a hard time getting out of bed because it's dark and it's cold, then I will just turn on my bedside lamp by my bed while I'm laying there waking up, because just having that light helps wake up my body and get me ready to go. And then as soon as I get up, I try and open up all the shades in so that the sunlight can come in. Just having sunlight come into your home can brighten your feelings when you can't get outside. So I love opening up all the shades in my home. And then I also wanted to comment on your planning something, another thing that you can plan in January is your garden. I love to get online and research a little bit about how to do a better garden. Every year we get just a little bit better, hopefully. And that's fun to do in January. And I also have two children with birthdays and my birthday in January. So I have friend parties I can plan in January or other fun things to do that break up the humdrum January blues.
Man, that's really fun. I like those thoughts.
Some of us don't have a garden to plan. This isn't always a bad thing either.
I know, I was going to say, that's not always a bad thing. But you're planning all your vacations during the summer, Heidi, because you have that chance.
Some of us are on a stuck at home with our gardens.
Some of us are on a permanent vacation.
One of my thoughts was, often I get myself out of the blues, the dumps of, you know, just being overwhelmed with everything, with music. One of the hard things for me as a mom is just the cleanup of everything all the time, or, you know, trying to get everybody motivated to pick up the living room or to do the dishes or to fold the laundry. And I've thought music just really helps, to pick up the mood and to pick up the speed and to pick up the morale. And,
Are you talking about like listening to music while you work, Becca?
Yeah. So we'll just, if I'm just feeling like, oh my goodness, I'm so overwhelmed, I can't even think about getting everybody to start picking up or, you know, start doing this project. I'll just think of, you know, what kind of music do I need right now? And, you know, that can help us get going. And so we'll put on just something upbeat and something wholesome and something, you know, worth living for, and, you know, just something fun that everybody can think, oh, I want to move, you know, I want to get up and do this. And so anyway, that's one of the things for me. And I also think, laughing at life, laughing at, you know, at something can just, I don't know. There's just something about laughter and humor, good humor. And even in mornings can be a hard time. I know for me, just, you know, cause it's early and you're getting kids off to school and you've got, you know, just so much responsibility right there in the morning. And there are times that we'll be, you know, having our family scripture study in the morning and somebody will just, you know, just say something funny and it, you know, it gets all of our blood going just to laugh and just to, you know, find the humor in life. And so, anyway, just those are two of my thoughts about, music and humor are just things that up, you know, bring your spirits up, I think.
And we were raised in a home that used music to wake us up every morning. We had our growing up, we had scripture study at 5:30 every morning, and mama and daddy would always turn on music or play the piano or something to get us up. And then often, and even now I do it with my family, after or during scripture study, we'll do an exercise song, something to get us moving or running. You know, there's the old Chicken Fat, or there's any of the Janine Brady, See Me Run. And when our granddaughter was here last week, they did the Elmo slide every morning, which was so fun. So getting up and moving with music is so fun. Yeah. Just on YouTube, you can look up the Elmo slide or any of the fun Elmo songs to get you up and going, get your blood moving. Good ideas. Thanks, Becca.
I love that. And we live in the cold, dark north, and it's a real thing. I learned our first couple years here, excuse me, that even when we have feet of snow outside, one thing that brings me joy is to have still a well-manicured yard. So we have pretty big driveways and a back patio, and it helps my mental health. Excuse me. We've been through the sick too after Christmas.
It helps my mental health just to get out and keep it neatly shoveled. We don't live with the minimum. We make sure that it looks nice, and that is helpful, ironically. And I loved Mamie's idea of opening the blinds. If there's a sunny day and we can get some sunshine in, even just laying in the sunshine feels so good. It's a little extra warm, and there's some sunlight. Sunlight is so, so helpful in the winter and manicuring. In the summer, it's nice to have a nice yard and plan the garden, and I love doing that too. But manicuring in the winter also just makes me feel a little better about my life and my house.
The other thing about shoveling snow is that it's so warm. Whenever I go out and shovel snow, I always think, oh, I need to do this more often, because you get the fresh air, but you're warm. By the time you're done, you've taken off your coat, you're really enjoying the fresh air, and it's wonderful. People have snow blowers and plows, but I love to go back to the hand shovel and just get out and shovel.
I agree, okay. Mame, and we actually... we have a large lawn too, and all our neighbors have their right around lawn mowers, but we have kept our walk around because it's good for us and for our kids. And we've done the same with our shovels. We have an army of shovels, and we all just get up and we all get out and shovel. And it's fun to do it all together. And it's good for us to get outside. It's a good way to get outside.
It reminds me of the old fable about, who was going to get the man to take off his coat, the wind, or the sun. And the wind blew and blew and blew and couldn't get the coat off of the man. But when he got out and the sun started working, then he took off his coat. So does work does warm you up. Maybe I'm not sharing that fable quite right, but you get the gist. And not to bring it up, but we have no snow here. We live where I do love January here in Okinawa because it's actually springtime. And one thing... when I start to feel blue because the holidays are over and I have to go back to work and the kids are going back to school, I look forward in January here to the cherry blossom season. And at the end of January, that's when the cherry blossoms come out and we can drive to some of the old castles here and see those beautiful blossoms and the rest of spring start coming out. But I want to piggyback off of what Larae said about she likes a well-manicured yard, because I think one thing that brings peace to moms is order. And I know that when I feel down and dumpy after the holidays, if I can just organize one thing in my house, I usually can't organize the whole house. And if I did, everyone would come home from school and it would become a disarray again. But if I can take a closet or a shelf or a bookshelf or a corner, something that's kind of been building up, and just organize it, then I feel so much better. And even sometimes at night when I'm falling asleep, I can imagine a place in my home that needs to be more orderly. And I can think through, oh, if I got a bin to put those in, or if I got a marker and labeled those, or if I moved those over here, that really brings me satisfaction. I think in general, moms love order. And so even if it's just one corner of your house, doing order will help you with the January blues. At least it does help me. And then I have to say it again. Mamie said it. Larae said it. Once you wake up, open your blinds and get that sunshine in. I've sometimes visited homes that the blinds are shut in the daylight, and it bothers me. I can hardly stand it. I just want those blinds open and get the sunlight into our windows as much as we can, especially when the days are shorter and darker. So first thing, open up the blinds, get some sunshine in your soul.
I think a lot of people keep their blinds shut because they have their screens on. It's easier to see the screen. But I would say turn your screens off. Every year at our house, we usually take 1 month and go without screens. Of course, the exception is schoolwork. But we won't watch any movies. We won't play any games on screens. And usually the months that we do it are either January or February, and it makes a world of difference to have screens off and to just interact, do real things. I think that helps us a lot.
Wow, and Katie, also I've never heard that before. That's amazing. Do you do that every year?
We try. We tried it a few years ago, and it was such a great month. We had such a great month that we just try to do it every year. It's fabulous to just turn off screens. It's actually really freeing to turn off your screens and to
not say, oh, it's Friday movie night, you know. You say, okay, now what are we going to do on Friday? And you do something real. And it's hard at first because movies are easy and it's harder, takes more energy to interact with people, but it's been so rewarding for us.
Great idea.
This is really good. I would also say, and this is because I'm me and I like, nutrition interests me, but I would say the things you eat affect a lot the way you feel. And it's harder to make real food. It takes more time. It takes more thought and it takes more effort, but it is, you feel so much better. We've just felt, you know, just goopy from all the treats of Christmas and even when you don't eat treats, all the heavy foods, Christmas and New Year's, you're just eating heavy foods, even when it's not candy. And last night was the first night I really had to make a real meal. And I was making a meal actually for a sister who just had a baby. And I thought, you know, she has a little 3-year-old. And I thought, oh, I should make macaroni and cheese because that's something that he will eat. And I said, I don't have any of the ingredients for that. My husband said, we have all the ingredients for butternut squash soup. Why don't you just make that? And so I did. And our whole family felt better after eating something real instead of something heavy. You know, macaroni and cheese, it would have been homemade macaroni and cheese. It would have been fine, but it's just heavy. And I just feel, I know my body always feels so much better. I have so much more energy if I'll just eat well.
I love that, Kate. And I think that kids can help with that too. It's easy. It might be easier to make chicken nuggets and tater tots, but it's also easy to learn how to cut up carrots and peppers and peel oranges and make something fresh. And the whole family feels better and can get involved with the preparation of stuff like that. So I love that idea.
Another good idea for a future sister share too. Healthy, healthful meals.
And I have to say, because sometimes the meals are the, you know, that's one of the biggest weights, at least of a mom, I think.
Is, the meals give you the blues.
Your family. Yeah. And I think for me, when I start feeling overwhelmed, like, oh, I don't want to do dinner again. If I can think, what new thing could I try? Or, you know, let me look at, you know, this cookbook or, you know, what new recipe would be fun to try that we haven't done for a while or that I've never tried, you know, if I can start working some new recipes in that I think, oh, this would be so fun. Oh, if I were to go out to eat, I would love to go get this at a restaurant or something. Then I think Pa used to say a change is as good as a rest. And so if I can think about, and this could be, you know, any aspect, not just meals, but any aspect of whatever I'm feeling humdrum about in my motherhood, if I think, oh, what could I do fun with that? Or what could I do new? Or, you know, or, oh, maybe I just need a little, you know, if I'm tired of cleaning off the table or setting the table, if I can think of something fun to put in the middle for Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day is coming up, or, you know, maybe I saw this at Dollar Tree and, oh, that would just, you know, it would just cost a couple dollars and we could, you know, do a little bit more decorating or something. If I can just think of something to spice it up a little bit, to me, that takes me miles. You know, if you can just do something a little bit different or a little more exciting, it just motivates you quite a bit more for me.
That's so great. Becca, a change is as good as a rest. Pa would say that a lot. And it is true. January is blue, but if you can get through January, then February is pink and Valentine and so much more fun.
Mm-hmm. I love that, Kate, too. Hi, Becca, your new food. And it goes for activities, too. We do get stuck inside. There will be a blizzard outside or our road is already iced up. So no running, no biking. We can get out and build a snowman if the snow is not too dry. But sometimes we just look at ourselves on a Saturday and the house is clean and we just think of something. Like today, let's do a carnival. Everybody pick a game to do. And then let's invite the grandkids over. Let's take turns going to each other's games. Just thinking of things to celebrate in the middle of nothing or on a hard day is helpful. It gives us all something to think about. So I agree with something new. We've also celebrated holidays I didn't know existed because we're in the north and there's nothing else to do, like Pi Day in March, suddenly a thing. There are things we can celebrate even on a blues couple of months.
I think one of the hardest times I had getting through the blues was not actually in January. It was when we had to do a 14-day quarantine when we moved to Japan, and we were in a small hotel with all of 8 of us. And we had 14 days and we couldn't go outside, and we couldn't actually do laundry. And I just remember some mornings I just thought, I don't even know if I can get out of bed today because I'm just looking at these same 4 walls. And I don't know that anything will break up this monotony. And it was really difficult. But my husband is the one who every morning had us get up and run around the hotel room for 15 minutes. And it wasn't a very big hotel room. So there were 8 of us running and running and running till the timer went off. And then doing a stretch or a yoga. And I remember that got us through that time. So I know we've mentioned it before, but any type of exercise, and I would say any type of routine, can get you through these days too. Just getting up and doing it again and again, eventually the days will get past. But I always felt so much better during that quarantine. After we did our morning routine, then we were up, we were ready, and somehow the day always worked out and was fun.
And I would just say that going along with the routine in the morning and the exercise, sometimes we'll get done with our scripture study and everyone is still half asleep, or you just don't even want to stand up. And I think you started this, Nen. I remember this from our childhood when you would babysit, but maybe I'm remembering it wrong. Sometimes I'll just say, okay, everybody go back to sleep until you hear the music start. So we all just sit there and kind of revel in it just for a couple of minutes. And then as soon as the song starts, then everybody knows to jump up and go. And sometimes just letting yourself revel for a few minutes or an hour to watch a movie, but have a plan after that. Now we're going to do this. Then people are more on board and more willing to be cooperative.
That's great. And one other thought that came to my mind way back at the beginning of this conversation when Heidi suggested go outside and remember that the world is still happening around you. I did remember that feeling, especially when I had a lot of young kids in January and I was inside. Sometimes if I felt so down, and I just would get us in the car and just go to the grocery store. And something about going to the grocery store and seeing that there were people shopping and there were people checking us out and there were other people around. An hour later, I could come home and I just felt better. Even if I didn't even have to buy anything, just get up, get out, and see that the world is turning and things are happening. Even if in your home, you just feel like, I'm still here dealing with January and dealing with my home and my kids and my laundry.
Along those same lines, we like to go to the library, just like you said, getting out. So we don't even have any books to check out, we'll just say, we're going to go to the library this afternoon at 2 and we'll be there for an hour. We're not checking anything out and just getting out, seeing there are other people. And for me, having a conversation with another adult is helpful. So even if it's a blizzard outside, we can't get out, sometimes I'll call a sister and just have an adult conversation. And I feel like that can pull me out, and then I'm like, okay, I can face today. I can feel human.
That's why we have our sister shares, right?
I mean, really, because this is what we do. You need a sister. You need a call. You need somebody that's in this with you.
Yeah.
Another thought I had just with Katie saying, you need to feel human is, I try and get up and get dressed. Sometimes that's hard, but a shower and getting dressed in the morning is huge. And also, like Beck was saying, do something new. Sometimes it's fun to do something new with your hair or something new with your outfit or something new with your makeup. But just getting up and getting showered, getting dressed, and getting dressed nicely can make me feel human too. Just thought I'd throw that out there. I think sometimes that always happens.
Isn't there a song about that? Human again from Beauty and the Beast. I'll be human again someday.
Heidi, I like the get dressed thing, and I think that goes for kids. As a teacher, I see kids that come in their pajamas every day, and or kids in the store with parents, and I think that part of, it might be a hard part of parenting to get your kid dressed in the morning, but it's a good routine to get them dressed, because then they learn. They get out of bed, they get dressed for the day. They are ready to go to bed, they put on their pajamas. It's just a good routine for life.
Amen to that.
And I also would say, going along with remembering there are other people in the world, a great way to get out of the humdrums of anything is to serve. Find a way for yourself to serve, whether that's writing a note to somebody, calling someone like Becca said, or just going to a soup kitchen as a family, or whatever you can think of to serve in those winter months will always immediately pull you out of the blues.
Absolutely. We should have probably started with that one, Mamie. Serving others is the best way to feel good. Well, we have 5 weeks of January ahead. I've already counted how many school days there are and which days have not 5 school days in them. And anything,
that's always nice.
Any other holidays we're celebrating this month that we can look forward to? We have a few birthdays, Martin Luther King Day, 12 Kings Day, 3 Kings Day.
Yeah, in January, and then in February is President's Day, and ironically, the schools will probably celebrate Martin Luther King, so ask your child about that. What they learn and delve into some history, that's a great opportunity, and definitely President's Day. A lot of times that gets glossed over now, Washington and Lincoln's birthdays. Make a big cake, make a cherry pie or something, and talk about our former presidents and what made them worth honoring.
Well, we've had a wonderful discussion this week. Thanks for joining our sister share. It's been fun to talk about dealing with the after holiday January blues, different ideas for helping us get out and get on with it.
And it sounds like we've solved all the world's problems.
That's the point of our call.
Please join us next week for another fun sister share.
Thanks for tuning into Sister Share. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you again next week.